The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our message in Psalm 103. And again, if you have a Bible, I encourage you to pick it up and join us as we consider His Word today. Go take a look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. There are a number of things you'll find there. You'll find actually all of the messages in this series if you'd like to go back and hear those as well. This is our second in this part of Psalm 103. So you can go back and hear the first part of that message. There's also other resources you can take a look at, but also there's a link that says Contact Us. And we would love to hear from you. If you would click on that and send us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and if you give us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook. Fits easily into a shirt pocket, into your purse, easily into a Bible case or something like that. And we'll send you one absolutely free. Now, I'm going to make you this promise. When you write to us and give us your address, we don't sell your address. We don't use your address. I'm not going to fill your mailbox full of letters asking for money. I'm not going to send you a ton of emails. It's going to be very simple. You contact us. We'll send you the prayer journal. You pray for us. And that's it. We're not going to keep pestering you about money and things like that. It's happened to me before, and I'm just not going to do that. So you can write to us through the website. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can also write to us in the mail. Our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you and sending you one of our little prayer journals. We started this message in Psalm 103 last week. When the psalmist was talking about praising the Lord, I want to read the first four or five verses just to give you an idea of what the psalmist is doing here and what he's praising the Lord about. Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts to the children of Israel." He said to forget not His benefits, but notice that we began with praising the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. I hope that when you worship the Lord, that you worship the Lord with all your heart, not just go through the motions. You know, I'm afraid that many times people may lift their hands to worship the Lord, or they may sing, but they're just going through the motions. They're not lifting their heart to the Lord as they sing. It's just a physical exercise. And so when we worship the Lord, we worship Him. He said, "Oh, my soul and all that is within me." And I hope you worship the Lord that way. Now, He said to forget not His benefits. The benefits are the things that God has done to us. His treatments of us is actually the word benefits comes from a word that means his treatment of us. Now, he began with the first two that we did last week when he said that who forgetteth all thine iniquities. Your sins he has forgotten. It's as though it never happened. Now, in this earth, certainly, we remember. We remember those awful things that we've done, the way we treated some people. Maybe stolen things or lied to people or whatever it is, you remember. But the Bible says that when God forgets us, when God forgives us, he forgets. It's as though it never happened. Forgiveness is when God treats us as though it never happened. And we talked about his grace and his mercy. I want to read one other verse real quick about that. In verse 10, I kind of skipped over this a little bit last time. He said, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that love him, that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He has taken our sin away from us. Now, we dealt with that last week, so let's move on. He said he heals our diseases, and certainly he does. He is our healer. And then in verse 4, he says, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. I want to talk about this redemption for a few minutes. This is one of his benefits. He has redeemed us, he said, from destruction. Now, to redeem means that he has paid for something. He is our redeemer. He has paid for us. How was that paid? It was paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. When he says he's redeemed us from destruction, it means that he's redeemed us from hell, or literally from the pit. And he's paid for that. When God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross, there he shed his blood. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And Jesus shed his blood on that cross, blood from the thorns of his placed in his skull, thorns from the nail prints in his hands and his feet and the spear that pierced his side. His blood paid for your sin. Colossians 1:14 says, in whom, speaking about Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. It was through his blood. Now, I can't explain except that God requires that. And when Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood, he did it for you and for me so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be paid for, as it were. You see, we owed a debt. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And God paid that debt for us. He paid the death, if you would, for us and redeemed us from destruction. The verse goes on and says, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. God draws us to himself with his love. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. When he talks about here that he crowns us, it means that he covers us with his love and his grace. God loves you so much. There's another verse where the Bible says, his banner over me is love. You know, it's in a way that maybe we wear the banner of his love. We wear our crown like a banner that he loves us. And when we recognize God's love for us, that love should flow through us to other people. It was from Song of Solomon 2 that says, his banner over me is love. Verse 5, He said, "He satisfies my mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles." In him, I am satisfied. You see, by being satisfied, God has met every need that we have in Jesus Christ. I have everything that I need. Psalm 23, remember that? Verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." He satisfies us. When you have the Lord, there's no need to go looking for something else. There's no need to go looking for answers anywhere else. A number of years ago, I was counseling with a young couple. They were about to be married. They were maybe in their teens. I don't remember exactly. But I had already had one counseling session with them and had talked to them about what marriage means in the Bible and things like that. And so I had a second appointment with them. And I went to their house. They were living with one of their grandmothers. And I went to the house, knocked on the door, and they were not there. Now, the grandmother was there, and I spoke with her. And she said, "Well, they should be back pretty soon. They went to a psychic to see if they should get married or not." How ridiculous. You go to the Lord and he will answer those questions. He will give you assurance of his will and what he wants for you. You see, he satisfies us with good things and gives us everything that we need. You don't need to go look anywhere else. Don't need to go look for it to a psychic or to read your horoscope or anywhere else. Just go to the Lord and trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He gives us an abundant life. John 10:10, "I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." He satisfies our mouth. He satisfies our life with good things. The Bible says he renews us like the eagle. In verse 5, "so that thy youth is renewed." God gives us that strength. He gives us new life. And the Spirit of God regenerates us. And the Spirit of God empowers us to rise up and serve him, to rise up and live for him. He said, like the youth, is so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. It reminds me of that verse in Isaiah 40 that says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know, I would encourage you to read this psalm and go through it again and mark down all of these benefits. How God has forgiven us, how he heals us, he has redeemed us, he empowers us, he has crowned us with his loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. His mercy is so great toward us, and he has so abundantly blessed us. Read this psalm again and be reminded of his benefits. Back to the first verses. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.